Hi, everybody. It's me, Jessica Lahore, and we're back with another Jess Talk. That's right, everybody. And this one is all about laughter. I'm going to be talking all about your ha-has and your hoo-hoos. But before we get into this week's episode, make sure that you subscribe to my channel. Make sure that you hit the bell for notifications. And you are not missing out on any of those streaming opportunities. We're everywhere with Jess Talks. Okay, laughter. Let's get into it.
Attention the whore, attention the whore, attention the whore, attention, attention. Here I am walking down the street, seeing all the boys trying to take a peek. Shorts pulled up, a chest upright. Come on, boys, just take a bite. Look but don't touch, spin it round and round.
All right, everybody, laughter. Let's talk about it. I really was, I was actually taking a shit when I thought about doing laughter as one of these Jess Talks, because it started with me watching a TikTok, like most people do. You're scrolling, and there was an episode of some TV show, like talk show, where they put five or six people in a room that had the most unique laughs. You had someone that was like, you had somebody that was snorting, you had somebody that was wheezing, you had somebody that like made pig squeal noises, and this is like naturally their laugh. This is how they laugh. And so they're like, what happens when you put all of these in a room? And I just thought it was so fucking funny. Because they encourage each other, like most good laughs do. If it's a good laugh, it makes you laugh. You like can't help but laugh because you heard such a good laugh. It is intoxicating energy and a superpower, in my opinion, to laugh. And in the drag, I'll talk about it in general, but in the drag world, I'll talk about why it's a superpower there. I have to give you some context about this as well. So I'm kind of triggered when it comes to laughing. Not when other people laugh. It's me. It's totally a me thing. It's not a you issue. It's a me issue. Growing up, I would like to think that my natural laugh was very goofy movie.
Gosh.
And I wish that I could say that I knew that for a fact, because I was bullied for my laugh. I was bullied because it sounded stupid, or I was dumb, or this person would mock me back and go, oh, yeah. And like, it made me feel bad for laughing. And it didn't help that that person was my father. So that really sets the tone for where this story is going to go. I just remember growing up, and that was my laugh, and I got made fun of by my dad that my laugh sounded like that. He would mock me. I don't know if he hated it, but he expressed himself in a way that made me feel like he hated it. And I think it wore on me so much as a trigger moving on, that even when he stopped doing that, I stopped laughing out loud. I really think that's what it is, because I try so hard sometimes, especially as an adult, to laugh. I've even tried out a couple of these laughs. When I realized that my father was an influence, or that I just had this negative impact as a kid that I couldn't laugh out loud, I noticed it when my friends were laughing in college. I noticed it when my partner would be laughing at something, and I would be laughing. I think it'd be funny, but it'd be on the inside. So then people don't think that you're actually finding it funny because you're not laughing or showing it. And I think that as I got older, I was like, I really want to know what my laugh is. Like, what is my laugh? I tried out what I called a basic white girl laugh. It's like, we shouldn't force it. It should be whatever noise comes out. So that didn't work. I tried to be one of those like explosive laughers, the bah! You know, like that. Sorry, I scared your dog. I tried that for a while. Like, like just like, and that's it. I tried for a while a felony misdemeanor style laugh, and I'll bring this up again, but a kind of like SpongeBob if he was a stoner. She's very good. I mean, it's obviously good. It's her laugh. But I have not found what my laugh is. And that's really weird to say. I feel like every time I laugh in a group of people, every time that I'm around people that are laughing, I either don't make a noise or I don't know what noise should come out of my mouth. And I can't figure out what my natural laugh is supposed to be. I feel like it comes out only when I'm with my sister Shelly and my sister Jackie. More so Shelly, but both of them. When I'm with my sisters, I think that my natural laugh comes out. I really do. I think it's like the only time, but I have not pinpointed what that sounds like. Because me and my sisters laugh at very similar humor. Me and my sister Shelly especially. Like, if we're gonna laugh, wheeze, pee ourselves, get so fucking, so laughy that you can't contain what's going on, like you can't breathe, it's usually about farts and poop. Even saying it out loud is funny as fuck to me. But then I'd see nothing came out. Nothing came out. And yes, it's farts, it's poop, it's diarrhea, it's people falling, it's old people getting annoyed, it's stuff like that. And the only time I really watch stuff like that is with her. And we laugh at the same things. Me and my sisters, like, go into full immaturity moment when we're together, and I really fucking love it. But some people, that's not their cup of tea. I know people that laugh at cat videos, which I think some are funny. Like when animals unintentionally hurt themselves, does that make sense? Like they do something silly and you're like, oh, you slammed into a door. That's really sad, but also that's really funny.
Cats going on foil. And
yes. Yeah. Or cats jumping and then like can't get up and they just fall off. It's just funny to me. Like no one's getting hurt in the process. But I never laugh out loud. And I see people laugh. Everybody's cup of tea is different. And for some reason, when I'm high, I feel like my laughing comes out stronger in my head, but not outward. And so I'm really kind of sensitive about it, because if you're in a space with me, and I think that there have been many spaces where it'll just come out, and I think people are kind of surprised because I don't usually make noise like that. And then they look at me weird, and then I get self-conscious and I try to put it away again. So laughing is really difficult for me. Where I think it becomes a superpower is that laughter has the ability to be memorable. It has the ability to be contagious. It has the ability to change the energy of a sentence, a joke, the energy in a room. For example, I think that it's a powerful thing when you look at hosts like Bella Lachere was, or Felony Misdemeanor. I'd even say Talia Tucker. Miss Boogie, I would say, has an iconic laugh. That Rosa Marie Sugarbaker, Evie Oddly, that when people are talking on the microphone and they follow it up with their laugh, people melt into that. And it's really, really cool to observe, because you can tell a joke, and if it doesn't have the right punchline, for example, and you hope that all of them do, your laugh can carry the joke. Not that your joke is bad. I'm not saying these people do that. I'm just saying it's such a superpower to be like, oh, I think it's this funny, and nobody says anything. And then you go, ah, which is not my laugh. And everybody just laughs with you because it's so contagious and it's so natural. Chloe Katz has one of those laughs. Who else? Can't think of them right now, but there's so many that when you hear it, you just kind of melt into the joke, or it allows you to feel more comfortable in the space. Now, there is a funny story, because I need to highlight Felony Misdemeanor again, where for a minute I almost was jealous, and I got over this because she could laugh and I couldn't, and I wanted to know if it was real or not. I was like, this can't be a real laugh. This can't be in my head. I never said it to anybody. I told her this later. And then I went out to Texas and met her aunt and her mom and a couple of her cousins, and
they all laugh the same. They all laugh the same.
And I was like, what kind of genetics? All of them. You get all three of them going. It was so funny at lunch. Yeah, they all laugh. They don't smile. It's just, and all of them do it. And I was so jealous. I was like, this is your real laugh, bitch. And you're like able to pass it down onto other people. Iconic, iconic. I think that there are some people really annoyed with laughs, and I used to be one of those people where it was like disrupting the energy, or it's disrupting the quietness or whatever. And I realized I was being my dad. I essentially was trying to shut other people's laughs down, and that's what happened to me. So I stopped doing that. I really embrace people that laugh. I try to laugh outwardly as much as I laugh inside, or do other things to make it seem like I'm laughing, you know, smile bigger, say just out loud, oh my gosh, that's so funny. But sometimes it's just, you just need to let it out. And it's so hard for me. I would love to figure out. We'll have to do a Jessica Tries laughing.
Are you ticklish? Think you don't laugh?
I'm ticklish, but no one's got me to that point. I'm not super ticklish. I'm ticklish.
If people tickle you, you would probably shit.
I probably shit myself, and I more so scream. I'm like, ah, ah, stop it, stop it, get off of me, ah, ah. Your neighbors are going to think bad things are happening right now. Yeah, so I think that's where it started. I did a lot of self-reflection, obviously. I think that's where it started. I realized, at least in college and in my last relationship and in my adulthood currently, that I don't have a laugh. And I really would like to figure out what it is and feel safer or more comfortable externally using it. Because I love laughing. I love the sound of it. I love when people are enjoying themselves so much, or they are tickled by the smallest things. It's like a little bit of happiness. And it may not be for you, but it's for that person. And if that person is a little bit happy, sometimes that just like comes out into the room. Sometimes when somebody's really sad, a little bit of laughter. I love making people laugh at my shows. I always talk about, if you're having a bad day, if you're having a bad week, my goal is for you to walk out feeling a little bit better about yourself and laugh a little bit harder than you did walking in. And I mean that. And a lot of it is because I can't laugh, but if I can tell jokes with different tones and different voices and use other comedic ways to make you laugh or to make you think, hearing your laugh is fuel for a host or MC or a comedian. If it's dead silent the whole time, like, we want you to laugh with us. A good host should allow you to be part of the joke and the whole room to be part of the joke or the statement or the funny thing that you said. And people should not feel concerned that that wasn't funny or wasn't okay to laugh at or something. Like, you should always be on that page. It's infectious. If the whole room is loving everything that I'm saying, it just flows out so much more fun and easy and like things on the fly. And then you're going into your Rolodex because people are enjoying it. People are enjoying the show that you're putting on. Now, if it's not funny, I'm not telling you to laugh if it's not funny. The idea is that a host does. Like, if you feel laughter inside, sometimes it's hard to let it out, but you should try.
Better out than in, I always say.
I think laughter can be dangerous too, especially if you're not in on the joke and somebody's like, oh my God, you're ugly, bald, and have bad teeth. That person's not laughing, but then you listen to other people laugh at you. It doesn't feel good. It really doesn't. I think that laughter can be powerful because if you laugh at something that hurts somebody else, then you're like, well, yeah, in that moment, I thought it was funny. And yes, I would argue that sensitivity comes into play. Situational comes into play. What is the context? Where did it, you know, what is happening? Everything comes into situational purposes. But ultimately, somebody feels bad that you laughed. You just have to say you're sorry. But then you're like, well, should I not have laughed again? It's such a weird balance because you don't ever want to make anybody feel less or bad about themselves from laughing. Yeah, I guess that's my message overall. If you are a parent with children or you are around children and they laugh, encourage them to laugh. Encourage them to be excited. Let them find that. Don't ever make fun of them. It's harder when your biggest bully is your dad in that sense. And that's why I stated it the way I did. It really apparently changes things. And I wish that I could externally laugh more with everybody. And I wish I had an iconic laugh. And I wish I was annoying to people. I wish it just came out naturally, but that's not the case. So my goal, one of my goals by the time I'm 35, and I'm going to use this video as accountability, is to find, I have 4.5 years to find my laugh. And hopefully I find it way sooner. Tell me down below your opinions on laughter. What kind of things just get you off and make you giggle? Like, not, wait, make you giggle get off? There we go. Make you giggle get off in the comments. Is it poop? Is it farts? Is it animals? Is it old people? Is it Karens? Karens make me laugh. Oh, God, I love Karens. Tell me down below, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Attention, the whore. Hi, little whores. It's me, Jessica Lahore. And did you know that I'm on Cameo? That's right. Cameo is a platform where you can get personalized messages from me, the biggest whore in all of Colorado. Whether it be a birthday sing-along, a bar mitzvah, a congratulations on your new job, congratulations you didn't get pregnant, I'm your whore for the message. So follow the link below, click it, and book your next Cameo to surprise your best friend, your grandma, your family member, or any other little Lahore fan out there. Come on, book them now.